If the election of Donald Trump was an earthquake, his accomplishments since are the aftershocks no one saw coming. From best-selling author Stephen E. Strang comes Trump Aftershock, the seismic impact on culture and faith in America. Trump Aftershock offers unique insights that will cut through the media noise and reveal what they won't tell you. Gain a better understanding of the political, emotional, and spiritual dimensions at work in Trump Aftershock. Available where fine books are sold.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone. This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. Frank Media has been one of the most popular guests I've ever had, going all the way back to the campaign in 2016, and he is my guest today to talk about something that is in the news all the time, and that is building the wall. And recently, as everyone knows, in late December and early January, there was just absolute gridlock with the government shutdown. And so, you know, we can listen to the news media, the secular news media, they all have a spin, whether it's a liberal spin on CNN or a conservative spin on Fox News. But what is God saying about that? So let me welcome you, Frank Media, and thank you for doing my podcast. And can you answer that question? Where is God in all of this, and what do you see?
Thanks for having me, Steve. And again, I'm just so appreciative that you and the resources that you bring to play are a voice of truth, and I'm sure that all of us are ridiculed as being a voice of truth, but thank you and keep it up, and the kingdom needs you and people like you at this critical hour. Specific to the question about walls are very scripturally based, and we have seen so much banter and talk that have been either from ignorance or actually just deceit about walls. We know that Speaker Pelosi said walls are immoral. We've had others that have come out and say they're outdated, they don't work, technology is what you do today. But when we look at Scripture and we look for truth, and we know that the Word of God is our revelation of the Spirit of truth, when we see that, we find from the very beginning of recordation, of testimony of the Word of God, starting in the book of Genesis, all the way to chapters 21, 22 of Revelation, walls are dealt with. Walls defined borders. Walls defined tribes. Walls defined the faith of the people within those walls. And one of the most popular books of the wall that we know of Scripture is Nehemiah. And Nehemiah was moved by God to go back and to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. And throughout the time that he was doing it, he was ridiculed, he was harassed, he was threatened, and they said the walls couldn't be built, the walls wouldn't be built, but that wall was extremely important to God. He gave that assignment. Why? Because defined within that walls is a nation. And a nation is a sovereign entity before God. If you look at the Word of God, he talks about people, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. We talk about David. We talk about the walls of Jericho coming down. Why? So that that nation, that tribe, could be overcome. He talks about walls being built to defend tribes and nations. Walls are not immoral, nor are they racist? There's a new heaven. It's called Holy Jerusalem. And Steve, we know that we are citizens of another world. Even though we're in this world, we're not of it, and we're citizens of heaven. Heaven is eternal. So while it will manifest at some point in time, right now there's a new heaven called Holy Jerusalem in eternity. And my, oh my, it has walls and gates. And Revelation 21 says it had a wall great and high and had 12 gates. These gates are guarded by angels, and they have on them the names of the fathers of the faith by which people walk through and under. Not everybody can get in. Of course, we know the calling card is faith in Jesus and the righteousness of God. And they aren't there to contain people in. They're to keep the wrong people from getting in. But it defines a government. Nations and borders and governments are very important to God. Upon Christ, he said, we will build this government. This nation, the United States of America, has a creed that says we are one nation under God. We have a lot of godless entities trying to come through our borders. Now, open borders are not of God. In fact, God defined borders all the time to protect that which he was calling his people, and also to define the identity of a tribe that became a nation. God has declared that those nations, those people who bless Israel shall be blessed, those who curse her shall be cursed, and we are the people within a nation. And Israel are the people of a nation. Israel is governed and populated by people. The adversaries of this country have people that are nations. So a nation to the Lord is an organic system, just like the body of Christ is an organic system. A nation without borders is in chaos. We have 195 sovereign countries in the world today. And out of 195 of them, the vast majority, 193, have borders. They have borders that are defined, borders that are protected, and any nation that is a prominent nation, that has something that people want, that has used open border policies, has either fallen or is in deep trouble. Look at Germany. They opened up their border. Over 1 million Muslims came in. They're in a very difficult situation right now. And so walls are not immoral, and borders, open borders, are not spiritual. Another thing about open borders is that this would be a characteristic of globalization. What does globalization do? It says we're all for the betterment of the world and will sacrifice as a nation goes so that other nations can be treated equally, and what we have, they should have. And we should have a one world economy system that everybody answers to, but nobody really knows who the button pushers are of that one world system. But we do know the currency is money and power.
And of course, it sets up for a one world government, which if we had more time, we could talk about eschatology and where this fits into God's long term. So, you know, this is all very interesting, and I agree with you 100%. And I think it's important to emphasize these things to the body of Christ. But let's talk about what's going on in the news now with the wall and where you think this is going to go, because most of my listeners probably know, because I've interviewed you several times and I've written about it numerous times, you are actually the first person I can remember who very emphatically said, God has said Donald Trump will be president. Now, as time passed, I learned about Mark Taylor, which I had not heard about, you know, whenever you and I started talking about this. I found out that some other people had said even several years ago, like Kim Clement as far back as 2007, that God was going to play the Trump card, you know, which in hindsight seems like a prophetic word, but it's different than saying God has said that this man that all the polls show is going to lose is going to win. And I just remember it got my attention. And of course, we have to judge prophecy. And one of the things is, did it come to pass? And in this case, it did come to pass. So do you have a word or do you have insights about what's going on with the wall and how this is going to play out?
Well, this I have. And that is that it's not just a gridlock over a wall between Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and President Donald Trump. It's a deadlock. It's a spiritual stronghold that God wants to break, that this man has an assignment to break, albeit whether he knows it or not. But he has the tenacity, the perseverance, the strong will, and the stubborn ability to stand against all odds and say, I will not bend. What's at stake? Globalization versus a national sovereignty. What's at stake? Actually, the authority of this country and the presidency of this country. Steve, you know the definition of anarchy. Anarchy is a lawlessness or a political disorder, which is always attributed to the absence of a government authority. Whatever the powers are, we don't war against flesh and blood, so let's boil it down to the spirits at work. And we know that the spirits that oppose the sovereignty of God and oppose the will of God are spirits of Antichrist. I've been ridiculed by the left, a lot of different medias, as you well know, Steve. They grab words out of these kind of things and they post them and try to dramatize it. So no doubt they'll come again and say, here he is saying that Trump is fighting the Antichrist. No more than I'm saying Pelosi is the Antichrist. What I'm saying is God is sovereign. And this man, this presidency, has a breaker anointing. He has been sent to break that stronghold that had found its way into this nation and was permeating into the European Union, had permeated into Britain, and to challenge that stronghold. And the result is gridlock. It's a deadlock. It's a deadlock here. It's a deadlock in the European Union. It's a deadlock in Britain. We know Prime Minister May, she just barely survived this no confidence vote yesterday. And we know that Prime Minister Merkel of Germany is lame duck. She's got no authority. She's not even in charge of her own party anymore. They're trying to strip Trump of his authority and his presidency. And so the wall has become the issue. Even when the same people that are saying it's immoral voted for it just a few years back under the past presidency of Obama, the wall is an issue. It is a matter of security. There absolutely, any country that's built a wall to protect its borders will tell you that it works. You can have all the technology in the world to tell you that people are coming. How are you going to stop them? And what are you going to do with them once they get there? We're in that gridlock and deadlock right now. So, Steve, this is about stripping this presidency of his authority. We were praying at POTUS Shield that the Lord would expose the real merit behind this and that it would come out publicly. And right after that, Speaker of the House Pelosi comes out yesterday and tries to cancel the State of the Union address, basically telling the president, you're not welcome to come to Congress. Why? Because she wants to put the State of the Union in gridlock, in deadlock, to strip this man of his presidency and not give him a national podium so that he can bring the case there. So now we need to pray, Lord, give him the other outlet he needs. My prayer, and I'm certainly know he won't send it to the Congress in writing, is, you know what, Nancy, thank you for that, but if you're not bold enough to put your actions in front of the country, I am. And whether he goes to the Senate, does it on TV, or invites whoever wants to go to an auditorium somewhere in New York or in Washington, D.C., whatever it takes, the State of the Union must come forth in this country, or she will have done what she's trying to do, and that's to strip this presidency of his authority.
And how do you think the wall is going to play out? How quickly? Do you think the wall will be built, or what kind of compromise? What about DACA? Has the Lord shown you anything about those issues?
Well, I think Trump showed his card on DACA. And, you know, we had sent him data during the campaign. At that time, the best data we had, there was about 800,000 people here in the country that were somehow involved by DACA. Now the number's up to more than that, and we were actually underestimating. Trump, if you recall, last year he said, you know what, I'll approve 2 million for DACA. Because he realizes you're not going to export them out of here, and I'm not sure he wants to. So Trump's ready to give DACA. He wants immigration reform. God knows this country needs immigration reform sorely. The wall has not become an issue just of a former wall and who's going to win out on the border. It's a matter of protecting his presidency. So to answer your question, do I have a prophetic answer of a time and date that it will break through? No. Do I believe that either side is going to get everything they want? Absolutely not. I could see some kind of a scenario where Trump would say, you know what, I don't want the country to suffer anymore. I'm going to agree to a temporary process of 3 weeks funding, as Graham or somebody has said, even though some would say it's a compromise. But if in that 3 weeks we don't come to a solution that includes my wall, we're going to go right back into this. That sort of shifts it back upon those who are opposing it. And, you know, Steve, even though it would be hung up in the courts, it may not be a bad thing for him to say, I want to pull these funds out of emergency funding. Go ahead, fund those people that need to go to work until we do it. Yes, it would be stopped. But in essence, what he would do is begin to try to build a wall again. This wall is a huge gridlock. It's a huge deadlock, but it was bound to happen. And it began before Pelosi and the Democrats even took control of the House. They had it intended. And Steve, I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall down in Puerto Rico this week when they were meeting for their retreat. But I assure you that part of those discussions that were held without telephones or anybody to get them, how do we isolate, paralyze, embarrass, and strip this presidency of everything he has? This is just the beginning of what we're going to see. And it's going to get worse. It's the chaos and confusion that I spoke of coming into this year, albeit a lot of other people had different words. In fact, I just saw where one of the other media outlets that's not very favorable to me sent me on the internet saying that I had declared February was going to be a month of chaos and woe be the Ides of March. Well, it appears now that whatever's coming out of Mueller is going to come in February and March. We may well see an impeachment process begin in March or sooner, but God is going to prevail. And what they have intended for bad, God will make good. Not because Trump is or is not a Christian. That's between he and God. But because this anointing is upon this man to stop and resist and break all of these forces that have been against this nation as one nation under God and against the body of Christ.
Well, I appreciate your insight, and I know my listeners do too. I know that you've raised up prayer warriors, I'll call them, with what is called POTUS Shield. Tell my listeners how they can be a part of this, how they can get notifications from you about what you post on YouTube and the different things that you send out, especially prayer alerts, so they can be a part of this and they can help out spiritually with what is going on at this very crucial time in our nation's history.
Well, thank you, Steve. Yes, POTUS Shield was born and raised in the early morning right after the election. And bottom line is, we are a spiritual shield that God has raised up of people that believe in the Word of God, that declare the Word of God, and put that spiritual shield up for POTUS and for this country, for our Supreme Court, and for the body of Christ in this country. We do send out alerts. I do. I don't deluge people with them, only when they're important. When it's very obvious, I don't send them out because a lot of other people are doing it. But Steve, it's very simple. All you need to do on your phone is enter this into your text. The number's 313131. And then on the message, you just simply put in POTUS Shield, all one word, lowercase, POTUSSHIELD, 313131, POTUS Shield, lowercase. Send it, and you will be connected. The alerts will come out. If you ever want to unconnect, all you do is put down remove or out on the word, and you're off. And then we do a network call, and the network calls for POTUS Shield people, and we get briefings from General Boykin. We had Sam Brown back. We've had people from inside the White House. We've had others that come in, and they give us a briefing on the time at that place that's most important. In fact, Steve, I'm scheduling a POTUS Shield call for next week. It'll be next Thursday, 8:30 Eastern Time. If anybody would like to participate in that, they can go online to POTUSShield.org or text, and we'll capture it, and we'll give you the call-in number so you can be part of that. We get thousands of people on those network calls to receive the benefit of that. And we thank you. We need that network, and we make a difference. I can't tell you how many times we've heard from inside the White House, outside the White House, that they have felt and seen the power of what POTUS Shield has been able to do. It's what God has anointed us to do. And Steve, it's you and me, the body of Christ together, called up for such a time as this.
Well, thank you, Pastor Amedia, and thank you to my listeners for listening today to the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Stephen Strang. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.